You know, you got to remember this. Once the word is preached, the devil's coming, and he's going to do his best to steal that word out of you. And if he's talking about anger, you just wait the next 2 or 3 days. You're going to have many opportunities to get in the flesh. Now, when I say get in the flesh, I'm talking about something is said or done that causes you to make a decision to yield to the flesh to get angry. Okay, let's not kid ourselves. But the thing you do when you sin, you don't live in that. You don't let that guilt just bombard you and have dominion over your soul and emotion. You say, Jesus, 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 I just sinned. I got so upset, I start to hit him upside his head. Forgive me, Jesus. That won't right, Jesus, because I'm supposed to show your love. I don't know how I let that happen, Lord, but I want to thank you for forgiving me. And by the grace of God, I endeavor not to allow that to happen again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, at that moment, God done cleansed you from all unrighteousness. You don't have to go back and relive that again in your mind and emotions. I mean, it's going to take a while. It just depends on how upset you really got. Now, the person you got upset with may not readily forgive you. But see, what you do, listen to me. What you do in that case, you go to that person, if you can, if they have a heart to receive you. You may have to wait 2 or 3 days. That depends on how bad you did it, you know, how much damage you did. And say, look, I was wrong. Now, you know that's going to take a humble heart to do that. Now, you were the only one willing to say it. The rest of them were thinking it. You just say it out loud what they were thinking. Some of them might say, yeah, I do. I got a lot of right much of it. Right much of it. But see, the Bible says pride comes before a fall. But see, the scripture says, if you humble yourself, he'll give you grace to meet every evil tendency manfully. But you got to humble yourself. Hallelujah. It helps me and it's helping me to think about the anointing on the inside of me that minister to people. If I sin, and I do, I know you find it hard to believe, but I do, it hinders the anointing in and on my life to minister to people. And if it does that for me, guess what? It does it to you too. Even if I'm judgmental, I find the anointing dwindling on my life. And it makes me want to stay away from people. I know that never happened to any of you. And you say, dear Lord, please don't tell me to go minister to that person because I don't feel very spiritual right now. And he'll just ignore you and say, go over there and talk to him. And you think, dear Jesus, Lord, I just finished lying. but I did ask for forgiveness, but I still remember that I just lied, Lord. Well, the Lord said, I don't remember it. Because I said, I cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, I can't help if you won't renew your mind that fast. But I don't change. Now, go over there and talk to that person. And Lord, and behold, you go and you start talking and the anointing come on you. Almost blow you away. My God, God, do use me. So you go to that person, maybe 2 or 3 days, but you go to him, you humble yourself. Now, here's how you do it. You got to say it. You got to say, I'm going to use me for an example. I'm saying, okay, now, I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to go to Deborah, and I'm going to say, Deborah, I was wrong. And she's going to say, yep, you was. And then I'm going to humble myself again because I feel some feather, you know. But you ain't had to say that. Right? But I humble myself again by the grace of God, hopefully. And I say, forgive me. Now, reason why we do this, because that's what brings healing. Now, if I say, forgive me, and she say to me, forgive me, I would say, I forgive you. Now, she would say, I already have. And I'm saying, no, I'm just kidding. I said, go ahead. I say it again. I want to hear it. Right? So she'll say, now listen now. I get in trouble doing this because I don't never know how Deborah going to react. And then y'all looking at her too. Now, that's been vice versa, right? She said, honey, forgive me. And I would say the same thing, trying to be smart. I've already have. Don't y'all look at me like that tone of voice. But anyway, you go, you work through all that, and you go on, you just going to forgive each other. That's when healing starts. That's when healing starts. I said, that's when healing starts. Yeah. Once, it don't take long for if unless you walk in that you habitually fussing and fighting and anger and negative and all that. If you walk in that and live in that, it's going to be very difficult for the forgiveness to start working in your heart and in your relationship. Because spiritual thing has to grow just like anything. And sometimes it needs time. So I want to encourage you, endeavor with the help of the Spirit of God not to walk in that kind of life. Hallelujah. Because it'll hinder you. And see, and the devil's smart. Now, don't ever underestimate that rat. Because he'll stand back and he'll put something in a person's mind, and then he'll jump back. It's like we the old saying said, here's a man threw a rock and a pack of dogs, and the one that hollered, whoop, that was the one he hit. See, the devil will do something. He'll throw something in the person's mind, and then he'll stand back, and you'll yield to it, and he's back there laughing, making you think that thought originated from you when it was him all along whispering in your mind. Now, remember how the Bible said Satan came into Judas' mind and gave him the thought of betraying Christ? There is a devil. Make no mistake about it. He don't like you and me. He actually hates us. And he don't want us walking in faith. And he don't want us walking in faith, because faith is your victory over him. Now, let's pick up on what we was at last Sunday. What scripture were we in? Isaiah chapter what? Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. We're talking about the devil. You know, I heard one preacher say, if you don't know your enemy, you don't know who your enemy are, it's going to be hard for you to win a battle or a fight. You know, right now or last week, NFL team was studying this team they had to play this week, because that's their opponent. They want to know where their strong areas are and where their weak areas are. Yeah. And then they practiced it as if they're playing that team. See, believers, we're wiser than that. We got an enemy. Satan ain't a friend of nobody. He don't even like the demons under his control. He hate everything. Isaiah chapter 14. Now, do you know that there's angel armies in heaven and on the earth? I was thinking, there's probably trillions and trillions and trillions of angels. Do you know he says before you and I was born, he had already written a book out about our life? Did you know that? In the song. And do you know angels know things about you? You got angels. I tell my grandbaby, I said, you got an angel in front of you and an angel behind you. Goodness and mercy. Everybody got them. And she tell my daughter, Papa told me that she was praying a prayer. She said, Lord, thank you for goodness and mercy falling. She said, where did you hear that? She said, Papa told me that. Yeah. You got to put this into your children. They're teachable. They need to know this. So the question comes up to us as a question here, and it's the Spirit of God speaking through the prophet, says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, light bearer, son of the dawn? Call him a light bearer. You have been cut down to the ground, you who have weakened the nation.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing worketh by love. You have a good week.